The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tubridy with you on Thursday, the 6th of February 2020 at 4 minutes past 9. We're here till 10 o'clock. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan at rte.ie. I was saying that the Love Island program was kind of going down the toilet a little bit because it's winter and spring. We're definitely not getting into the is it winter or spring debate, but I'm just saying that at this time of the year, it feels just not right, is what I'm hearing from young people. And then I was more than interested to read this morning that more of the young people, so-called, aged between 15 and 34, watched the primetime leaders debate on Tuesday night, then tuned into Love Island, which is pretty impressive. I mean, it is heartening. It seems that, according to independent.ie today, that the nation's millennials are taking a huge interest in the 2020 general election, judging by the surge in younger viewers who watched the RTE showdown. And what a showdown it was. But that's great. So that is, I just love to hear that, because the figures for that particular debate were enormous, which shows and illustrates that the country is completely engaged and completely interested in what's happening. I think the turnout could be a whopper on Saturday, with it being a Saturday and all. So we shall watch with enormous interest and see. Sunday is going to be quite the day for political anoraks around the country, and that will be intriguing. But I think that's really good. That's a really good sign that the 15 to 34-year-olds turned out in big numbers to watch the debate the other night, so that's good. Now, elsewhere, speaking of which, by the way, with the young people, in UCC in Cork, we're going to be there on Monday at 1 o'clock doing a little kind of meet and greet, have a chat with students. They've got a hub opening there on Tuesday, so we're going to be getting the first go at the hub on Monday at 1. So if you're in Cork and you want to come and say hello and hang out, I'll just be doing saying a few words and then do a big Q&A with the students. I've done it a few times. And it's always very, very entertaining and good fun for all of us. So that's Cork on Monday. We'll broadcast from the Cork studios on Tuesday morning. And then Tuesday afternoon, we'll head down and visit Maura and Dahi, doff the cap, pay our respects to two of our finest broadcasters, two of the greatest messers on television, see how they are. It's a great show, and see how they're getting on, and say hello. More to talk about there. They sent word back that they're interested in a toasted sandwich. And I said, well, we'll see. We'll see. And I'm not promising anything, but, you know, we spoke about it recently. They got wind that I could go. I was in such a rush going back to work for the late last Friday that in the afternoon that I was hopping in the car, and I didn't have time to get my lunch together necessarily. So I lashed in the quickest toasted cheese sandwich I ever made. Didn't even have ham. Lashed it in really quick. Put it in a kitchen towel thing and brought it in the car eating it. And actually, do you know what? It did the job. It was absolutely perfecto. If it goes pear-shaped for Maura and Dahi, I'll head to the Long Valley, which has always been providing students and people who can't grow up or cook with sandwiches for decades. And so we'll fix that up. But that's next week's excitement. We'll see you there, that's for sure. Quick update on the squeak in the shoe, because I know you're all dying to know. But what happened? I got to the cobbler, and I walked from my car to the cobbler's, and it was squeaked all the way up the stairs, squeaked all the way up the escalator, squeaked into a shop, squeaked up to his counter. And he turned around and he said, what's up? And I said, listen, this squeak, it's becoming embarrassing. Could you? And he said, yeah, sure. He said, just walk around the shop there and I'll hear it. Walk around the shop. Nothing. Nothing. He's looking at me going, you sure you have a squeak? Yeah, no. And I walked out and he said, no. And he started telling me all about the arches and the shoes and all sorts of things. I didn't understand any of it, but I was kind of, oh, right, okay. It basically said, yeah, you're grand. Go away. There's nothing wrong with you. I walked out of the shop, down the escalator, and what? Squeak, 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 the whole way down. I mean, all the way around the shop, nothing. Silence. And then as soon as I got over the threshold, just,
fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Well, I was tempted to do that, but I just decided, you know what? I'm not doing it. I'm out. down the escalators, into my car, and you've heard this. It would appear I have a psychosomatic squeak in my shoe. If felt like a fool. I got a lovely box of vinyl records that a listener has wanted to offload. So we've been sharing them out. I took Kris Kristofferson, The Dubliners, and what was the other one I took that I really... Oh, Rolling Stones. So thank you for that. I'm going to give them a run out and see how they go. And then everyone else is going to grab something, which is good. And then our friends in the RTE Photographic Archives very kindly dropped over. Beautiful picture. Big black and white photograph of the Beatles at the Gresham Hotel with a cameraman called Bill Robinson. And I didn't realise that you can do this, but you can go on stillslibrary.rte.ie. And just, I went on it this morning. You can just go through all these beautiful photos and photos, like reeling in the ears at your desk. And you can pick out photographs that you like, stills, and buy them and just kind of, or just engage, you don't have to buy anything, just engage in them. And it was very, very nice way to spend a few minutes this morning. And one way that, it was something that we would recommend you have a look at. They're good, they're great, actually. I've used them before for on occasion, and they're just super bunch of people who do what they do really well. So thank you to them for that. Also, and this is kind of, this is apropos of a conversation I had with somebody recently who was saying, did you know? I said, did I know what? He said, you know the hipster thing? I said, of course I know the hipster thing. Hipsters fascinate me. And he said, I know most hipsters, let's just talk about hipsters, right? Most hipsters, in my experience, are in denial. So if you say to somebody, you know, hipsters like you, they'll say, I'm not a hipster. Hang on. Beard, check. Beanie hat, check. Tattoos, check. Do you like everything that no one else likes? Check. Do you drink beer out of a paint can? Check. Do you like your chips? Sir, sockless, is that an issue for hipster? I'm not sure. That's for a different... I'm not sure. Anyway, so this guy said, do you know what all the rage is? Apparently in San Francisco, which is probably where you get a lot, once upon a time, the hippies. But in San Francisco, they're all the rage there. And this is from people who haven't even, you know, who are not from Ireland. They're wearing T-shirts proclaiming their love of the TV program Hands. H-A-N-D-S. Hands. Now, as soon as I say that, a bunch of you will say, yes, Hands. Used to be on with like basket weaving and, you know, pottery programs and just basically Irish arts and crafts made on TV. It was very zen-like. I can see why it's become a thing. And the family called the Shaw Smiths, David Shaw Smith directed, travelled up and down Ireland in the 70s and 80s. And they captured on film the final years of traditional and rural and urban life. Brilliant. Now, when you're a kid, that's the most boring thing in the whole world. But when you're an adult, it's intriguing and important and culturally gorgeous. And these programmes offer little vignettes of life, of the individuals as the crafts they practice were brought to life. And you got the essence of Irish heritage. And you got an archive of life in Ireland at the end of the 20th century. So you remember it was broadcast between 78 and 89. So the hipsters who've never heard, may have never even heard of Ireland. Well, where are you from? Ireland. Oh, Holland. No, Ireland. And they have find themselves now not only loving it because they've seen clips on YouTube and so on, but wearing T-shirts with Hands, man. I love Hands. And they've got Hands T-shirts and it's just, it's gone big again. Like, let me give you a flavour of what Hands is. This is the programme where they talked about hurley makers.
John Surlis is an exception. He plies his craft in modest Raiden, County Roscommon, a county where Gaelic football is king.
Do you see how it's made now?
Yeah.
Now, how would you know a good hurley?
It's good and strong.
Yeah. And the grain running all the way.
Now, you would think, what are they talking? How could that be interesting? Actually, when you watch it and you listen to it, and then you realise how culturally important it is, it's a beaut. So that's Hands, and it's all the rage for the hipsters on the west coast of America. It's great. It's spread in a great way. Now, Dancing with the Stars is moving to Saturday this week because of the election, just so you know. That'll make for fun entertainment on the Saturday. And they're going to do something that they've never done before. Irish television history will be made because you will have the first same-sex pairing that night as Brian Dowling and Kai Widdrington will dance together Lottie Ryan and Emily Barker will take the floor as same-sex professional and celebrity dance partners. So this is about visibility and starting a conversation, said Brian. And we will talk to both Brian and Kai on The Late Late Show tomorrow night, because that is a bit of pop cultural history, but there's probably a bit more to it than that. And we'll give you all the details on that tomorrow night. I saw a trailer for the new Dr. Dolittle. Stop remaking Dr. Dolittle. It was fine. It doesn't need... Stop. Leave Wonka alone. Depp shouldn't have gone near it. Burton should have gotten it. It was fine. And now they're at it again with Dr. Dolittle, with this time with Robert Downey Jr., an actor I quite like, but a bit hit and miss. And Tara Brady in the Irish Times has given this film 1 star out of 5. This film, and she's put the word film as in inverted commas, doesn't even have the good grace to be a bad movie. It's worse than that. We may never get to the bottom of how Dolittle ended up with reviews using terms like anti-cinema. Like, it's that bad, it's considered anti-cinema or anti-cinema. But it's hard to discern, she writes, exactly what anybody was trying to make here. Even Robert Downey Jr.'s Welsh accent can't quite stop straying from Brummy to Geordie to Welsh. And there's a semblance of a sketch of a plot, kind of. And none of these details congeals into anything like a movie. It's rather a work of impressionism. If only Monet had 10 thumbs and an irrational hatred of water lilies. This is Dolittle, which is obviously going to do nothing in the... Cats, in its meagre defence, was a bad movie in which good people worked awfully hard to transfer a storyless stage musical to a storied medium. This nothingness doesn't even have the good grace to be a bad movie. The low point of every single career involved. So that's the Dolittle review. Good luck with that. And the cinemas will be quiet enough when they see that coming through the door. Parents, are you familiar with the word fubbing? P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G. It's a combination of snubbing and phone. Good one. Fubbing is the act of snubbing someone in favour of your phone. This is a common crime committed by many of us. Parents are as guilty of choosing phones over interacting with their kids. I like this because kids get a lot of grief for, looking at their phones instead of their parents. But if you ask adolescents, this expert has said, what they would change about their parents, the most common answer is, I wish they'd spend less time on their phone and more time talking to me. And parents set the tone for the family agenda, which is well said. So 4 ways parents can get their and their family's screen time in check. Point one, this is the 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week rule, whereby you try bit by bit for 1 hour every day, put the phone away and commit not to look at it at all. For 1 day a week, say Saturday or Sunday, try a no phone day. And then for 1 week a year, maybe during your holidays, no phone. So 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week. Two is prepare for resistance. In other words, you have to be tough when they start not wanting to get off their phone. Three, ground yourself. So in other words, don't look at your phone the first thing you do when you get up and get out of bed. Keep the phone off. And then as soon as you walk out the door, that's good, because the phone has a way of making us think that we're the most important person in the world. Going outside makes us remember we're not. We're just one creature in a vast universe. And then you can put your phone on. And finally, the 7 minute rule. I like this one. The first 7 minutes of conversation in real, this is with nothing to do with phones. If you meet somebody, you're chatting away. For 7 minutes, it's fine. And that's just about enough time to talk about the weather and catch up. And how are you grand and yourself grand, yourself grand, yourself grand, that sort of thing. But it's about 7 minutes in where the conversation becomes a little harder, and that's when the hand goes down for the phone. Like in the Wild West, they go for their gun. In it goes. And it's right about then we fub our kids. And we're saying, yeah, great, I just want to check my phone. I like that. It gives you a little bit of awareness, which is useful. Kirk Douglas has died at the age of 103. Wowzers, that's a big, long age. And Catherine Zeta-Jones must be thinking, in for the long haul now. And sure enough, 103. So I was talking about a film called Ace in the Hole, which I watched before Christmas. He plays a journalist who's, dare I say it, a cynical, hard-drinking, hard-nosed journalist. Can't believe it. Yeah, but a good little film if you want to have a look at that. But it's Paths of Glory was probably one of his finest moments, if you haven't seen that. Kirk Douglas, R.I.P. Quick text from 51551. My sister, says Michael in Wexford, bought Hands on DVD for me as a Christmas present a few years ago. It's the best thing I ever got. Therapeutic. Later in that hurling episode, a young Brian Cody comes into the Hurley Maker for a new hurl. Really? That's amazing. I didn't know that. Crafting is trendy again, says the text. We run spinning workshops, as in spinning wheel, every month on our alpaca farm. That is to say, Hushabye Farm. And we are inundated with people wanting to take part. Well, that, you know, there's a program on the go at the moment called The Stranger. So if you love alpacas and if you, you know, feel attached to it, don't watch The Stranger. Do not, under any circumstance, watch The Stranger if you like alpacas. But the Stranger stars Dervla Kerwin, who I hadn't seen for some time, you might remember, and a super actress, and she's great in it, by the way. Can you buy Hands? We're still talking about the TV show. Of course, I think it's hands.ie is the website that you can go on. I'm just going to find out for you. But there is a shop on that. I just checked it up there and it's all there. So I think you probably can. A hipster is not an outfit, but a state of mind. Yeah, I agree. It's hippie chic for uber capitalists. Ooh, who look like they might support social justice and climate justice, but don't. Man buns and artisan lattes are often an affectation for those who want to seem woke. That's a takedown. Dave says, Hands. There's a great episode where a handmade book with a personalised leather cover is on, and it's gorgeous. Okay, so Hands back. It's all happening, and people want to go crafty and culturally again, and that's probably just in response to the crazy of phones and online and demands and on the brain. Nothing wrong with any of that. It's 9:20. We are open for business. Great tune. Great song. That's Dave Bowie and Let's Dance. Rosalie says, Tutties handmade shoes and nice. We've talked about them before, featured on Hands, and they would short out the squeak. Yeah, I think the squeak's not. It's the problem. The shoes are really old, but they're one of my favourite pairs, and they're good. And I don't want to replace them. And wasn't there an episode of Hands, says the text, which featured a shoemaker? Well, there you are. Maybe watch it back on tips for the screen. Thank you so much for your care and attention on this matter. Frank in Dublin says, I replaced my 2006 Nokia last week with another Nokia button phone, which cost €30. I have zero interest in smartphones as a 47-year-old singleton, says Frank. I'm not sure if he's equating the two, but nevertheless, a smartphone would certainly open up your world to many other possibilities, but then the Nokia might bring you different roads to go down, shall we say. I went on the Nokia for ages, and I have to say it was a real pleasure. It was a real pleasure, but I think it was impractical, ultimately, for what I do, unfortunately. So, no. Can I say I'm not a Robert Downey fan, says the text. I can see him acting, if you catch my drift. Oh, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. I can see him. I felt I could see Renée Zellweger a little bit acting, and it's like when you see a writer writing when you're reading, it's just like, oh yeah, okay, whereas you're meant to be lost in the thought and the suspension of disbelief, etc. Anyway, back to the text. I saw the trailer for the Doolittle film, saw the list of famous names attached to the movie, and I thought it's an exercise in how to throw money at a project and still be left with a pile of rubbish. Emma Thompson should be ashamed. Mr. Downey Jr. should apologise to the Welsh nation. Apparently his accent is bald. We were trying to play a clip for you, but there's too much music on it, so you wouldn't be able to hear it properly. Someone should show him Gavin and Stacey. Well, they should have got at least a clip to him at some point. But they didn't, did they? Now, coming up, I'm going to be talking with Hallie Rubenhold. You know, who is she? Well, she is the woman who wrote a book called The Five. And I mentioned The Five to you during the summer. It's about the five victims of Jack the Ripper. And what she's done is, rather than get into a whole thing about Jack the Ripper, she divides the book into five chapters, each beginning simply with the name of the victim. And she's reclaiming their story by giving them life, if you like. And it's just a terrific book, if you like, that historical type of book that's written really well. Suspicions of Mr. Whitcher, that style of book that I'm a fan of. So we'll talk to Hallie after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, yeah, I was talking about Hands, the TV programme, which is apparently all the rage for the hipsters in the west coast of America, and we mentioned it this morning, and the site of the website has crashed as a result of multiples and multiples of you deciding, what? Hands is a thing now? It certainly is. And a lot of people are being very nostalgic about it. Sarah says, when I was studying goldsmithing on the wonderful Crafts Council course in Kilkenny, in the early noughties, David Shaw Smith came to talk to us about the making of Hands and a new book about the programme. A lovely afternoon and a privilege to have met him. And Sinead says, I got a box set of hands when on maternity leave a few years ago, as I loved it so much as a child and had a grow for it again. I turned out to be an architect, which explained a lot. And RTE should rerun it, beautifully made and captured time well. It's a bit, I was watching a beautiful programme on TG Card the other night about the mayfly and fly fishing, one of my favourite things in the world that I don't have time to do. And it was just a lovely story about the fly and how the fly lives for one day. And, you know, I've seen it around Uachtaráid and around the place where children get the morning off and they collect the mayfly, put it in a box, and you can go dapping, as I have done before, out there, Carb Wave with Mike Healy on the lake. And then you go to the island and you get the volcano and the tea, and the tea smells of the smoke from the fire that you've made from it, and you put a pan on the little... It is the most... Talk about zen. Oh, I can't believe it's only February. I cannot wait to do such a thing. And it's that those sort of programs are beautiful. So I think hands should get a run out. In a world gone mad, it would be a lovely thing, would it not? All right, it's 8 minutes to 10 o'clock. A lot of reaction in to Hallie's chat there about the five. We'll get to some of that. We might even talk further hands after this.